This is an executive summary of what gains qualify for Opportunity Zone Investment. Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. One of the most powerful and distinguishing features of Opportunity Zones is the breadth of gains they accept. Unlike a 1031 exchange, which defers tax only on real estate gains reinvested in like-kind real estate, an Opportunity Zone investment can defer tax on virtually any capital gain, from selling stock, a business, cryptocurrency, real estate, or other capital assets. This breadth makes OZs uniquely flexible for investors with gains from diverse sources, especially those, like stock or business sale gains, that a 1031 can't touch. But there are nuances. The gain must be a capital gain, not ordinary income. The rules differ slightly by gain type, and some gains don't qualify. This guide clarifies what gains qualify for Opportunity Zone investment, the eligible capital gain types, stock and business sale gains, real estate gains in an OZ, short-term versus long-term gains, and the gains that don't qualify. Note that OZ rules are time-sensitive and evolving. Verify the current rules with your tax advisor. Opportunity Zones accept capital gains, gains from selling capital assets, from virtually any source. This includes gains from selling stocks, bonds, mutual funds, a business, cryptocurrency, collectibles, real estate, or other capital assets. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.